Hey, I'm trying to speak with Alicia Robinson.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Alicia, how's it going? Rick here with Huff and Mazer.
I haven't heard from you. I thought you weren't able to do the job.
Well, I tried to call you a couple of times last week, and you know, I left you a voicemail as well, and I did not hear it back. But then I've been out of the office since about a week and a half before that. Before this last week.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Since our last Zoom meeting, I thought, you know, I never heard back from you, so I thought after I showed you what I wanted to do, you saw that I thought you were saying that you are not able to do it because you never got back to me.
Oh, no, that's not the case yet. I think I left you in the blind. Sorry about that. I realized it was my bad.
I wish you had let me know that you were going to be out, because then I would know that, okay. Because remember the last time we spoke, we did a Zoom, and I showed you what I wanted to be done, and then I never heard back from you.
Well, actually, like 2 days after
last
I spoke
week.
To you. Yeah, you know, after, like 2 days after we had the Zoom meeting, I had some family emergency came up, and, you know, it was kind of a rough situation. I did inform one of my colleagues here to kind of get back to you as well, but they had no clue about what we spoke because it was all Zoom meeting, and we had no notes on there as well. I didn't get any time to, you know, kind of get back to you as well. But then last week when I came back, I tried to call you Monday. I thought I'd reach out to you, you know, apologize, of course. I've left you in the blind. And then try and pick off from where we left. So, I wanted to discuss a couple of things with you. I'm not too sure if this is a good time because I realize I'm calling you without scheduling. I mean, can we speak for a few minutes?
The only problem is I told you that I wanted an app like immediately, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I literally end up working with someone else because I really was moving forward with the app this time. I wasn't, like, putting it off because I'm trying to get off the staff of platform, right? So that's why I was saying that I wish you had informed me that I'm able to build a platform, but I will be out for a certain time because at least I know that, you know, you can do the job, and then I would wait until you get back to get started. But because I never heard from you, I thought you were saying that you weren't able to do it, and I wanted to get my app start working on it as soon as possible.
Okay, so that means you're working with someone else to
and I kind of feel bad about it because I really wanted to work with you because, you know, I spoke with you last year, and that's why I reached out to you prior before I even start meeting with other developers, but solely because I end up going with someone solely because I thought you weren't able to do it because you never said anything after that Zoom meeting.
Right. So when exactly, by the way, are you supposed to replace this application, you know, the current application with a new one? I mean, when is your contract ending with the staff-up company?
It's ending pretty soon, but they're going to get my app done in like two to three months around there, and they're already working on it.
Mm-hmm. Did they show you something? I mean, have they sent you some files, some, you know, initial design?
Yeah, they're based in India. They're based in India, and they're a huge software company in India, and they have worked with a lot of staff and agency here in America. And they gave me a good deal, and they're building my whole platform for a good deal. So,
mm-hmm.
And I saw their work, and it looks good. So I'm like, okay, I need to get this done. They can do the job. I'll just go ahead and, you know.
Nah, I realize. I think the time was kind of essence there. And that's exactly what I wanted to discuss with you, you know, before I left for the emergency and even, you know, last week as well. I mean, I wanted to ask you, how soon do you plan to replace the application with the other company?
Immediately. I thought I told you that on the call. I thought I told you that. I wanted to get started immediately on the app because I'm trying to like end with staff up between October and November.
Mm-hmm. Well, all right. I mean, I realize this is a lost opportunity. I mean, you know, like you said, I've loved to work with you, but I'm happy that you found someone that you can work with and you feel comfortable with.
And maybe in the future when I'm expanding on the app, I'll just we could still work together, right? Because I can always build on the app, you know.
Of course, yeah. Whenever you like. I mean, you could always get back to me. So you try the other company out, see what they do, whether the designs they come up with, do you like them or not? I'm not too sure, again, what kind of contract you have with them, what kind of contract you had with StaffUp in the first place as well. So, you know, whenever it's feasible for you, whenever the contract is, you know, either completed successfully or, say, you know, in worst case scenario, you're not happy with them, we can always recircle and, you know, we can always go from there.
Yeah, so this platform will belong to me. So, and the developer that I'm working with, he said that he will be, like, giving me, I think, either 4 to 6 months of fixing whatever problem after the app is launched.
Yeah, that's so standard. We give you 120 days as well.
That's yeah, so standard. He's going to be working to fix any problems. So that should, if I was to have any problem with the platform, he said he would be able to resolve them. So
yeah,
I was talking
about the overall quality of work. I mean, passing the idea to them, they being able to grab the idea, being able to present that in a canvas in terms of design, and then being able to develop it. Because you wouldn't want to spend like 4 months trying to fix something that's already built, but I'm pretty sure it's not going to go to that extent. I mean, I'm hopeful that, you know, if you've done your due diligence with this company and you're kind of comfortable with them, I'm pretty sure they would be, you know, someone with a good portfolio and a good background check that you must have done already. So, you know, I wish you good luck. I mean, you know, I'm happy for you. I mean, again, I realize this is a lost opportunity. And I was equally looking forward to working with you. I mean, we've spent a year on this, and, you know, I've kind of been with you since the start, since the time you started thinking about an application. Probably you mentioned the first company that you spoke to was our company, you know, a year ago when you thought about doing the application. So I think it's unfortunate, but the only thing that I'm kind of curious about is, you know, why did you go for an offshore company, by the way? I mean, why didn't you go for someone in the USA, because that kind of gives you an extra layer of security that everything is governed by the, you know, the local courts, should there be a legal matter, and then you know that
so
you can always reach out to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the platform that I'm using, so it's called, I'm using a platform where there's a bunch of developers, so I have a friend that is in tech, he referred me to this platform that you could hire for any position across the world. So that's where I went through to meet the developer from, because they have a platform on the same. They cannot get paid unless, you know, they complete the work, and I always can request the money back and stuff. It's a whole platform where we're doing it. I'm not doing it directly to them. It's through a platform.
Oh, well, okay. That's interesting. I mean, sounds like a good security. You know, full money back on the work done. That kind of sounds like a bit of a gimmick to me. But then again, I mean, I'm pretty sure you've done your due diligence, and you know, you must have spoken to, you know, seen some of their work that they've done. Probably spoken to a couple references. And as long as you feel comfortable, I mean, I couldn't be happier about you. To be honest, Alicia. You know, like I said, as much as I wanted to work with you, I'm happy that you found the right company. And then, you know, whenever in the future, I mean, if they complete the project successfully and then you would like to work with me to, you know, kind of upgrade the application, you're more than welcome. You have my number. If they drop the ball, you know, on, say, you know, in the worst case scenario, then you always have someone to lean back on, and that would be myself. You're more than welcome to reach out back to me. All right?
Okay, awesome. But for future reference, if you meet with someone because you don't want to miss out on business opportunity, I think you should have either send out an email like I will be out or something so that whoever you meet with, they know that, you know, you're not saying that you can't do the job you want.
I assure you that, you know, I do this every time. Even my, you know, my email goes in out of office. I mean, it has an automatic reminder set up. But, you know, your email never came in. I could never reach back to you. Last week we could not connect, and I think it was just not, you know, we were not in place to work together this time. I mean, that's all I can say. But then I realized that it might be a hiccup from my end as well, and I'll take your feedback. I do appreciate it.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you, Rick. Have a good day.
You as well, Alicia. I'll let you go.
All righty.
Keep me posted on how this goes, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
All right, perfect then. Bye now.
All right, bye.